Veni Sancti Spiritu. Come, Holy Spirit. Our souls inspire and lighten with celestial fire. Thou, the anointing Spirit art, who dost thy sevenfold gifts impart. Thy blessed unction from above is comfort, life, and fire of love. Enable with perpetual light the dullness of our blinded sight. Anoint and cheer our soiled face with the abundance of thy grace. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, today is the Feast of Pentecost, one of the major feasts of the church calendar, superseded only by Easter and Christmas. It brings the season of Eastertide, the great 50 days of Easter, to a close. After today, the Paschal candle will no longer be lit at every service. After today, we enter the seemingly endless season of ordinary time. Our liturgical color will change to green instead of white, and from now until the first Sunday of Advent, we will mark time by how many Sundays have passed from today. Pentecost was a Jewish festival long before it was a Christian festival. In fact, it is a Christian festival because it was and still is a Jewish festival. It began as a spring harvest festival occurring 50 days after Pentecost. It was a feast day the disciples, as devout and observant Jews, would already be celebrating. In Jewish practice today, it is called Shavuot, and is associated with Moses receiving the law from God on Mount Sinai. As an interesting side note, Passover this year began at sunset on Good Friday. Therefore, Shavuot began at sunset last night. We are, after all, 50 days after Passover. Pentecost is considered to be the birthday of the church. So what makes today so important? In our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, which was written by the author of Luke, we hear the story with which most of us are familiar. The great rushing of wind that filled the entire house. Both the Hebrew and Greek words for wind also mean, equally and at the same time, breath and spirit. The great rush of wind then implies the presence of the Holy Spirit filling the house, as well as hearts and minds of the disciples. Think God breathing over the waters at creation and breathing life into the formed clay that became Adam. More specific to this season, think of God's breath dividing the Red Sea to allow the Hebrews to escape the Egyptian chariots. Tongues of fire resting over each of the disciples, and then the disciples preaching such that everyone present heard them in their native languages. Can you imagine the confusion, the astonishment, and the noise? Amid all the commotion, there were those who thought they were drunk, but Peter reminds them it was only 9 o'clock in the morning. Obviously not a party crowd. And Peter goes on to explain that what is happening is nothing less than the fulfillment of the word of God as promised in the words of the prophets, specifically quoting the prophet Joel. This account also gives us the timeline evident in our liturgical calendar. Pentecost coming 50 days after Easter and 10 days after Jesus ascends to heaven. Our gospel reading this morning is also an Easter reading, despite actually taking place before Jesus' arrest. It underscores the unity of all of Eastertide in the early church, particularly for the writer of the Gospel of John. We have been hearing from the Gospel of John for all the Sundays of Eastertide this year. For the last 3 weeks, we've been hearing portions from Jesus' farewell discourse delivered during the course of the Last Supper, the section from which our lesson comes today. We have heard many promises of Jesus to his gathered friends. Recall, he promised not to leave them orphaned, to send them an advocate, to change their sorrow into joy. He commanded them to love one another, promised they would be empowered to do great works, and finally, as we heard last week, prayed to God the Father, entrusting their care, as well as our care, to God, and inviting us to enter into that sacred relationship. Again, today we are promised that he will give us another advocate to be with us forever. The Spirit of truth to guide us in all things. The Spirit will keep the teachings of Jesus alive and present in the post-resurrection community, then and now. We must bear in mind John was writing for a specific community of believers towards the end of the first century. They were coming into increasing conflict with the religious establishment and faced increasing persecution and expulsion from the synagogue. While delivering this narrative, John was also reassuring his followers to face their fear and uncertainty with the peace of Christ. It is a message given to us as well. As we face the fears and uncertainties of an ever-changing and often hostile-appearing world, as we all face our own personal fears and uncertainties, we are able always to face them with the strength, the certainty, and the reassurance of God's peace. The peace of Christ is one of the many promises Jesus has fulfilled as part of the joy and the mystery of Easter. As with so many gifts of the Spirit, it is freely offered. We need only recognize its source and accept it with thanksgiving. The Easter mystery, the Easter experience, encompasses all the aspects of what we now call Eastertide. Jesus' arrest, trial, suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, and his bestowing of the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is all part of fulfillment of God's promise made before the beginning. That gift of the Spirit empowers the disciples and us to continue the work that Jesus has begun. He has promised we will do even greater work, and he has instructed and guided us in what we are to do. Love one another and witness to the power and glory of God. With the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are all given new life in Christ, a new life filled with Easter promise and joy. As we now move into ordinary time, we can see that it is really not so ordinary after all. We move forward, walking in the light of the resurrection, empowered by the Spirit, and filled with the joy, the power, and the peace of the mystery and promise of Easter. So now let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit to continue the work we are given to do. Alleluia, alleluia.